it when you know that God is telling you and you're able to really see that God is telling you to do something differently, or when God has to pull you to get you on track to where he's trying to take you and for you not to just settle where you're at, because God will do it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Phyllis, transformational life coach and mentor with over 20 years of experience as a physician and in women's ministry. Life is full of experiences that become defining moments where you must decide if you will get stuck or take the necessary steps to grow and find joy in the process. I look forward to coaching you each week to create a joy-fueled life of permission, presence, priority, and purpose. Welcome to Joy in the Pivot.
Welcome to episode number 32 of Joy in the Pivot. I'm Dr. Phyllis, your host. Have you ever felt like your job just broke your heart? You worked hard, you kept your head down, you followed all the rules, you did everything you were asked, and even what you weren't asked, you would jump in and raise your hand. Maybe you've spent years, you've studied hard, you've taken all of your coursework with this ideal job in mind. You want to be of service. Yet, all of a sudden, almost overnight, you find yourself in a situation where your job just didn't work out the way you anticipated. Have you ever gone for a promotion and didn't get it when you know really that you're the best qualified? Or maybe you've been in the position, but yet they decided to go another direction with someone else. Have you ever felt that God is calling you to something and you don't know why, because you really felt like this job was where you were supposed to be because you've poured your heart and soul into it? Maybe at the sacrifice of your home and other relationships. If this resonates with you, I see you. I understand. And in today's show, I want to share with you the topic: your pivot is not a punishment. It's God's plan. So let me say that again. Your pivot is God's plan, not a punishment. I know there was a time in my life not too long ago where I had in my mind that my job was everything. And many of you have heard me say that before, where I poured so much of my time. And I thought that my job as a leader was to take care of everybody. I'm supposed to take care of everybody. I'm supposed to sacrifice so that those that I supervise have a chance to do all the things they need to do, to take care of their family, to take their vacation time. And meanwhile, what I left over for myself and my family was basically fumes. Yet, in my mind, I was doing what I was supposed to do. I was giving it all for my job because that was my narrative. You work hard and then it will pay off. And when life hit a crossroads, my famous saying of when God pulled that the emergency plug off of my treadmill, I was devastated because the way in which others showed up in that situation, because God will allow people to act a certain way or say things because it's a part of his plan. And let me back up and help you understand this a little bit deeper. I want you to think about it. It's been weighing on my mind, the story of Joseph in the Bible. And in Genesis 50, and I'm reading from the New King James Version, and this is verses 19 through 20, this famous story of Joseph that had the coat of many colors his father Jacob had made for him. And, you know, he and Benjamin were Rachel's sons. And Rachel is who Jacob loved. Leah, he married her sister, but really his heart was Rachel. And, you know, there's a whole backstory with his uncle and the trickery and, you know, but Rachel was his heart. And so his two sons, Joseph and Benjamin, were his hearts. And, you know, Joseph had somewhat boasted a little bit about God had put on his heart, and God had told him the plans he had for him, and his brothers became jealous and they sold him into slavery. And just when Joseph thought he was getting a break, right? He was getting a break. He was getting some air, so to speak. You know, he was put in Potiphar's house and he was given some leadership. But Potiphar's wife, you know, she wanted to basically have an affair with Joseph. And when he refused to do so, because out of respect to Potiphar, she basically told Potiphar that he had attempted to rape her. And thus he was thrown into jail. So here he had been walking right in God's calling, he felt, when he was at home. And then he was sold into slavery by his brothers, betrayed by his brothers. And then just when he thought, okay, I think I got my lesson, Lord. Now you put me in Potiphar's house. I'm going to work hard. I'm just going to be humble. I'm going to do what I'm told to do, minding his own business. And here comes Potiphar's wife that lies on him. And now he's in jail. He's publicly embarrassed. I'm sure he had to worry about what people thought and how could they have believed that he'd really do that. His story, he didn't have a voice in his story to tell his side of it because they weren't going to believe it. So he's in jail. And while he's in jail, he meets some other cellmates that had worked in Pharaoh's home. And they said, oh yeah, you know, we'll remember you. So, you know, one got out, one of his fellow prisoners got out, the other one was killed, but he was still in jail and had heard nothing from his former cellmate who had returned to Pharaoh, the king's palace. And as time went on, the king was unsettled and he was having these bad dreams, didn't know why, didn't understand them. And Joseph was remembered by the former prisoner who told him about Joseph. And Joseph was brought into his home. Joseph was humble, did his job. And eventually, because he had gained the trust of the ruler, of the king, of the Pharaoh, all these names that this role is known by, he was promoted. And how life comes full circle. There was a famine in his native land, and Jacob had sent his sons, except Benjamin, to look for provisions. And they ended up crossing paths with their brother. So when Joseph reveals himself to his brothers, they are scared to death because they assume that they should be retaliated against by his brother, their brother, who now is in a position of power. But what Joseph says to them in, again, Genesis 50, verses 19 through 20, Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it as it is this day to save many people alive." And I really want to focus on that first part of the 20th verse where it says, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." And that scripture has continued to mean a lot to me because at the time that I felt so heartbroken by situations at work where I felt that my heart was in the right place, I worked hard, I felt I went above and beyond to help those who I worked with, only to have others say what they said, do what they did. And as I said, I was heartbroken. Here I had worked, I felt I had worked so many years to do a good job, to be of service to others, and for this to happen. And easily, you can go to a dark place initially. I know. Maybe you're feeling that right now. Maybe something has happened at work that you, again, you didn't get that promotion you wanted, or you were in the position and someone said something, or they just decided to go a different direction, and you feel like you didn't get a chance to really give your side of it, and you just were relegated to get over it and be resilient and get through it. Yet it left you feeling betrayed. It left you feeling embarrassed. It left you feeling heartbroken. And even more, it made you feel that this was a punishment of something you didn't do right. Because for Christian women with big hearts, we all easily take it on as our fault. Because we feel the narrative we tell ourselves is that we're supposed to sacrifice for others. We're supposed to fix everything. And underneath it all, there's a sense of looking for validation that we're doing a good job by how others respond to us. So when we don't get the response that we would have liked, or we didn't get the position, or we didn't get the accolade, then it's easy for us to feel that we did something wrong. We didn't win the popularity contest, right? And then Satan gets busy and plays these tapes over and over again that we're the one with the problem, that we must have done something. And maybe if we had done something, maybe if you had done something, this is what's playing around in your mind, that maybe if you had done something differently, you would have been able to fix it and it wouldn't have happened. But I'm here to tell you, sis, that your pivot, be it when you know that God is telling you and you're able to really see that God is telling you to do something differently, or when God has to pull you to get you on track to where he's trying to take you and for you not to just settle where you're at, because God will do it. He will create a situation where you have to make a decision, that you have to pivot in how you approach life or how you approach a situation or how you prioritize what's going on in life or you revision, reimagine what's next. It's not a punishment because God is in control. He can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. And even if people think, just like Joseph's brothers, they were trying to get rid of the threat, right? They were trying to get rid of or retaliate based on what they felt was Joseph's boasting and favor in the eyes of their father. But you see how life comes full circle, and they had to come to him, to Joseph, in the end. But understand that just as we see multiple times in the Bible that God has, he can soften and he can harden people's hearts. Haven't you had situations when you really kind of expected someone maybe to respond in a negative way, but they actually responded in a positive way? That's God. He can soften or harden people's hearts. He can soften and harden our hearts as we play a role in someone else's story. So in your story, when those people talked about you or your boss didn't listen to you or they seemed to have disrespected you or they did not allow you to really tell your side or they decided to go a different direction or they decide to phase out that position or they ask you to do something totally different than what you anticipate that you were going to do. It can leave you feeling heartbroken, undervalued, underrated. But I'm telling you that God has already written the story. It's his plan. And he will harden people's hearts. He will have them say things. He will allow them to do things that don't feel good. But the one thing about it is, although people can be wishy-washy and change up and disappoint us and break our hearts, God does not change. God's love for you does not change. And he has a bigger plan. So your pivot is not a punishment. Like he's punishing you for whatever you're imagining you did wrong. Because none of us are perfect. We all have had some opportunity. Maybe we said something or, you know, we just had a moment or we did something. But that does not mean that you're being punished. God is calling you for something bigger and better. And initially, it doesn't feel that way. You're feeling, as I said earlier, in that dark place. And it can really be upsetting when you feel that those around you are basically expecting for you to suck it up and just keep moving like nothing ever happened. That's just like adding salt into the wound, right? That burn. When it's like, hello, people just keep going because they know that you're resilient. They know that you are of strength because it's your faith. Yet, sis, I want you to know God loves you and God is calling you into your own pivot zone because he needs you to detach from your job as the everything, the all in all. He needs you to open your ears and open your eyes to new possibilities of where he's trying to take you. He may need you to approach your current situation differently, reprioritizing things. He may be preparing you because he needs to take you somewhere else. And so for him to prepare you to do something else, he's got to help you cut the cords and the attachment and the making your current job everything. He has to get your attention. Yet, God has your back and he has a bigger plan for you. I am a living witness that he has a bigger plan for you. And yes, it hurts. Yes, it can be embarrassing. Yes, you worry about what people are saying. That's normal. Yet God loves you and he has a bigger plan for you. Now it's up to you to step into that pivot zone and do what you need to do to be open and ready for where God is taking you next. Your pivot is not a punishment. It's God's plan. It's God's plan. I hope that that will empower you, that will strengthen you, that will uplift you. And I look forward to seeing you back next week in the Joy in the Pivot podcast. See you next time. Be blessed. Bye-bye now.